This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
After decades of intense research, our quest to discover the key to breaking the globalist bonds is now live. The Reset Wars have begun. Start your journey at ResetWars.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, Reset Wars is now live. You can see the course. Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, now. Game-changing, most powerful info I've ever released at ResetWars.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us coming up in the next segment to deal with COVID-19 and everything that has been unfolding since then. But I wanted to spend a few minutes here in this segment speaking to you about what I'm going to cover in the third hour today. And that deals with the January 6th committee and what's happening there and how they're trying to act like Republican Congress people sending text messages to Trump saying, ask the people to stop attacking the building. CNN, ABC News, NBC News, they're all saying this is proof that Trump ordered an attack on the Capitol. No, most people are following him on Twitter. He had 80 million plus Twitter followers. And so people were telling him once it started, he was speaking when it started. It was going on for an hour while he spoke. They started it right while he was speaking so they could claim, because they had provocateurs there, we now know, that he didn't try to help. As soon as he gets off, drives to the White House, a few minutes away, he's getting the phone calls, and he then put out tweets saying, be peaceful, leave the building, don't be there. But they're acting like because his son, Don Jr., and a bunch of Republican congressmen and others were telling his chief of staff, hey, tell the president, tell people get out of the building. This is really going to hurt everything we've done. We want a 10-day investigation by the Senate. We had the votes. This is horrible. Which, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the motive. You don't have a motive when you're about to have a 10-day investigation by the Senate to go attack the Capitol and make yourself look bad. So they're trying to spin this right now. They're trying to spin all of this right now as if it's proof. So that's what they do with every piece of information they get. Oh, my gosh, there's text messages on Mark Meadows, the chief of staff's phone that they got, that he gave them, where the Republicans are trying to stop everything. And then they turn that around and act like, oh, see, it's proof that Trump was in command, because why would you ask him to stop it if he wasn't in command? That's ridiculous. It's like calling the fire department to come put a fire out. They didn't start the fire, but you call the fire department. Who had a better chance to electronically tell the 600 people out of a million that were foolish enough to go inside to turn back? Only Donald Trump had that megaphone. And it took him 30 minutes from the time he was asked to do it. And he definitely wanted to watch it, wanted to know what was happening. A little bit of a slow response, I'll give you that. But that's it. Obviously, he wouldn't blow his feet off. Obviously, he wouldn't want this. This destroyed Trump at that level. It totally hurt him. So I'll be talking about that some more, because I've gotten these subpoenas. It's three subpoenas now. From the House Committee on Un-American Activities Part 2. And I know that whatever I turn stuff over to them will be twisted and misrepresented. Now, I got there, and within 5 minutes of me being there and seeing flashbangs and attacks and smoke and people climbing on the Capitol and going in, I was on top of a big pallet of chairs that hadn't been, unfolded yet. I was up on a big pallet, the highest place I could find, saying, get down, stop, come down. And that was the 5 minutes it took me to get through the crowd of hundreds of thousands up closer to the Capitol. And then our guys are trying to get cell service going, what's going on? Well, they say they breached the Capitol. And I'm like, get off, get out of there. Don't do it. Don't be part of this. NPR is running pieces. So is the New York Times, saying that I was cowardly there commanding people to break in. They're still doing that, despite the video, because they don't care, because they're criminal organizations working with the Great Reset and Klaus Schwab to bring down this country. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a very special surprise guest coming up next segment. You'll definitely want to stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. Only to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm trying to live?
Well, I really appreciate our next guest because out of the hundreds of amazing doctors and scientists that we've interviewed, she is right up there in the top three or so, probably number one. And she's so prodigiously successful at waking people up and traveling around and doing interviews on top of the hard work she does. Dr. Lee Merritt. I'm not going to go over her whole medical doctor background, but we really appreciate her coming on the broadcast today to go over what's happening, themedicalrebel.com. And there are so many big developments, obviously. Biden officials warn COVID explosion imminent. That's the same PR by the Bilderberg Group, Davos Group around the world. New lockdowns coming in January, I'm told, by my FEMA and military connections. COVID is a deadly pandemic. It killed science, logic, evidence-based medicine, and common sense, says Dr. Eli David. WHO warns of COVID tsunami before Christmas. California brings back statewide mask mandate in all indoor spaces after COVID cases skyrocket. Or is it really cases of people that have had the shot that are sick? We now know that. Plus, you're safe if you have the shot. We'll need to get COVID-19 vaccine boosters forever. That's in the Globe and Mail, and that's in CNN, and that's in Today.com, NBC. It's just everywhere. Now it's forever. The worst part of the first 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. Aussie Prime Minister compares the vaccinated to sheep, calls them good sheep. Elon Musk says, I am against forcing people to be vaccinated. Not something we should do in America. InfoWars has the article. Elon Musk, person of the year, radicalized by lockdowns. Maybe somebody else. Reports, FDA accused of colluding with USPS to stop and destroy packages of ivermectin mailed to patients. That's now confirmed. Criminal beyond Nuremberg crimes. Unvaccinated people shouldn't reproduce, declares Winterfest announcer. Build Back Better, a game changer for early childhood education. Got some news on that. UK government refuses to reveal details about first Omicron death. Oh, it goes on and on and on. But Dr. Lee Merritt joins us to cover a host of issues. She's going to give us a preview of those and then dive right into them. Doctor, thank you so much for coming back with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's probably been 6 months since you were on. Seems like a million years. So much has happened, but also 5 seconds ago at the same time. Where do you want to start first?
I don't know. We're living in such a theater of the absurd. It's a target-rich environment, you know. I mean, you know, your point about ivermectin. Keep in mind, the FDA has told the Postal Service to interdict ivermectin at the border, destroy the packages. This is a drug that the WHO has on its list of most essential drugs. Are you kidding me? And it's clearly one of the largest studies, or the largest study, I think, was just published from Brazil, 220,000 adults. And it decreased, ivermectin decreased the risk of going down with this by, I think, death and going to hospital by 50%. So it just goes on and on. I mean, there's lots of people that don't think there's peer-reviewed studies. There's peer-reviewed studies. There's un-peer-reviewed studies. It's everywhere. So
yeah, I mean, I wish the USPS would try to stop the fentanyl killing millions of people, but I guess they're not going to do that. A totally safe drug. They're not going to let evil Americans order that from outside countries, even if a doctor prescribes it.
Right. And I told somebody jokingly, but it's actually kind of true, because they can't get it anywhere else. It's hard to order it from overseas pharmacies. I've been contacted by one of them, and they said all of their packages have been stopped. They can't bring them in. So this is confirmed multiple ways. But, you know, we think of mules bringing cocaine across the border. Now you can bring ivermectin and probably make a fortune. Isn't that sad?
Absolutely. That is, I mean, that's a great example, Doc. And please continue.
Well, I was going to say that it doesn't stop here. I was just speaking in Ohio. In the great state of Ohio, doctors cannot prescribe azithromycin and doxycycline without worrying about somebody looking at their license. So they don't give more than 1 or 2 days for people. I said to a doctor there, I said, are you telling me we can't treat acne anymore with doxycycline or azithromycin for a sinus infection? Are you kidding me? And that's where they've gone. So it isn't about the drug. It's about they don't want us to save people, apparently. I can't come up with another reason. Why would you prohibit drugs that we've used literally for 60 years? Because suddenly they've been shown to be useful for this.
Well, that's right. I mean, Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates said they want to depopulate us. And it doesn't matter what all the science shows. It doesn't matter what the facts show. This is about these corporations through big tech and through the media and through agencies of government having total control. So, Doc, slow down and repeat that. That's big news. And I know I've seen that in the news confirming what you're saying, that some areas of the United States are now trying to block basic antibiotics for people that have lung infections. I mean, this is beyond criminal.
Right. And it's in Ohio, it was azithromycin and doxycycline. Now, we've used doxycycline for a lot of things. So it's a very safe drug, and it's been used for, like, dermatology used it. I took it multiple times for acne rosacea in my, you know, life. Come on. This isn't controversial, but there's a hold on it. Now, I will say this for people out there going to pharmacies. This is the reason to use independent pharmacies. The good news about independent pharmacies, where the government's not getting too involved, they still will give out ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and these things. But you go to one of the chains, and they've been told from on high not to prescribe it, even in states like mine, where I practice, where there's no prohibition on using ivermectin. So time to support your local pharmacies. That's a big deal right now.
And again, it's Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN. Whenever medical doctors or U.S. senators who are medical doctors like Rand Paul try to give a speech about natural immunity being 27 times better than this Pfizer shot, they censor him on Google and YouTube, and the Senate just puts up with that. I mean, imagine the level of this control of telling doctors what they can prescribe and telling senators what they can say.
Yeah, I mean, the censorship isn't science. And so we need to realize that it's been, you know, I've started reading more about the Tavistock than about medicine these days, because what we're dealing with is a huge mass mind control propaganda outbreak. We're not really dealing with a viral outbreak. It's taking us down. It's been acting. We've been under the impression that we could speak freely about medicine for a long time, but it turns out it hasn't been true for a long time. The notion, I'll just point out that one of the couple things got us here. One was Obamacare, which made it so difficult for private physicians to act, you know, as independent physicians, that because of all the regulation, that they sold out to hospitals. So now, when it was, before that, 70-some percent of doctors were independent. Now they all work for hospitals, and the hospitals are controlled. But the other thing that we've been victim of is this idea that the only thing to listen to, we've taught all the new medical students and everybody, the only thing we can listen to is a 30-year double-blind peer-reviewed study. You know, peer review is the Politburo attached to medicine and science. You have three or five people on the top of some journal, I have my own experience with this in my profession. And they decide whether or not something gets published or not. Now, admittedly, there should be some kind of screening for some quality of you know, language or whatever. But when you have a few people that decides on the basis of, for example, I had at one time, I had a publication that was submitted, and the response I got from one of the reviewers was, everyone knows you can't do this. It was about a surgical procedure. But I thought that was a funny review after I spent a lot of time and money and energy putting together a very quality paper. Everyone knows you can't do this. If you don't follow the narrative, then the peer reviewers don't publish. And the narrative can be controlled by funding the peer reviewers. That's pretty easy. You know, look at what Pfizer, you've probably seen that video, that all these news reports funded by Pfizer, you know, brought to you by Pfizer. It's just on and on. So
that's a total conflict of interest on its face, but they just ignore that. Now, Dr. Merritt, stay there. We're going to come back in the next segment. And speaking of them manipulating reviews and studies, we now know that Pfizer did indeed do that, and they tried to block, and now they want 75 years till it gets released. But the first group of that, or tranche, came out, and it was confirming everything you and others warned about over a year ago. We'll be right back with Dr. Lee Merritt. Stay with us.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow, and that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads, they provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay, also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're coming on the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, December 14th broadcast. And it reminded me of why I think she's one of the most articulate, best people we've got out there fighting this tyranny is. She goes to the big picture. And I wanted to get into nuts and bolts of, you know, where we are and what's coming next and Omicron and the rest of it. But you talked about Tavistock Institute, for those that don't know, MI6 connected behavioral psychology outfit. And the fact that they admit they hired militaries around the world with the Tavistock Institute to engage in fear-mongering, and they even use terms like brainwashing. This isn't our opinion. This is MKUltra stuff on the mass scale. And so you're a medical doctor. Speaking about that, what is the big picture? And is it the way to beat this not to argue every point of their lies and you know, every new variant, but to argue the fact of they're using this for their global government takeover, the Build Back Better, Great Reset?
I think so. You can get down in the weeds and you get lost. And I think the point here is, I mean, just looking at these variants, the guy, without being prejudiced and confused by an inadequate medical or scientific education that we were all given, you just look at this and you say, is this really crazy? I mean, come on. Can they make up? This sounds like a made up story. We've got all these countries that are highly vaccinated that are having the highest rate of outbreak. On the other hand, the lowest countries, like they come out with a news story saying South Africa, surprisingly low number of cases, even though they only have 6% of people vaccinated or something like that. I mean, the average guy would make the conclusion that if more vaccination means more disease, then maybe we should stop vaccinating, that the vaccine may be causing the disease. But no, we have to come out with variants. I mean, it's just too obvious. You can't make this stuff up. If they've thought this out, I will tell you the other thing I looked at. I looked at the 1918 history of the pandemic back then. And, you know, there were really four things that happened then. And most people don't realize this. I was never taught this in medical school, that they could not prove transmission of influenza. You know, we've had all this stuff come out now that just makes it, you realize that there's, I'm not saying there's nothing there. There's something that's killing people, but there is a huge psychological operation that's driving a kind of overlay over that. And even when you look at what's killing people, we don't know a lot about it. Why? We've been told not to do autopsies. There are very few autopsies out there. I pulled all the autopsies I could find since last year, and there were 74 from around the world of COVID deaths. And, you know, they're telling us we have a horrible virus that's giving us this viral pneumonia and we're dying, right? Guess what the one diagnosis is I didn't find in any of those autopsies? Viral pneumonia. You would think it would be there. No, but the one thing that is there is microvascular clotting in everyone. So something is happening. We've been prohibited from scientifically evaluating it. We've been prohibited from treating it correctly. We've been censored. I mean, does that sound like a nation or a medical system that really wants to help us figure this out and treat people? Oh, I should have meant they're killing people with protocols that they don't change. In the ICU.
That's right. They know sending sick people to nursing homes kills. They know putting people on intubators and not giving them any type of treatment kills them. And they still are doing it now as we prepare to enter year three.
Right. And listen to what Michael Yeadon just said about the midazolam. In his mind, the midazolam, and I can't check all the things he has at his, you know, he's.
But it's on record, it makes sure he can't breathe. It's an assisted suicide drug.
Right, the midazolam. And his point was they stockpiled it before 2020, and then they strategically released it and started using it at a time to boost the death numbers.
That's right. This is a giant. So what you're getting at is it's what Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates want, depopulation. And this is their rollout. The murder of Western medicine, the murder of logic, the murder of free speech, getting all their minions in place, purging the military and police and hospitals, people that will ask questions before they roll out something far deadlier. That's, if I war game it, that's the main scenario I see, Doctor.
Right. It's fear that's driving people to do things they would not do in a normal situation. I mean, look, most people would have researched this vaccine that was experimental. When the word experimental came out, it should have been a red flag. Oh, maybe I should wait and not be the first person on the block to get this. But that isn't what happened. People that I respect that are smart, intelligent people that would have looked at Carfax before buying a used car ran out and got a vaccine that's never been with a new technology, never really made it through animal testing, completely unknown elements in the vaccine. Even your doctors don't know what's in it because they don't have to tell us under emergency use authorization. And they went out and got this. And here's the point that I've been making to people about this vaccine, what we call a vaccine. I shouldn't even use that term. Because a vaccine by law or by technical terms is supposed to decrease transmission. Okay? They've agreed this doesn't decrease transmission. It just may, in the EUA, it may decrease symptoms a bit. Well, that's a therapeutic agent. That's not able to be mandated in any real, I mean, that would be like mandating a blood pressure medicine rather than another one. You can't do that. And so they've mislabeled things. They've lied to us about these things. And at the end of time, people went out and they were so afraid by all the confusion and the isolation, everything that happening, that they took this vaccine without really knowing much about it. And now we have numbers coming out that, as some of us predicted, are not good numbers.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Well, we're having a massive more numbers of deaths. The hospitals this year are actually full. They weren't last year. And they admit in the German and British news, I don't even hide it, that you're twice as likely to be in the hospital or die if you've had the shot. And their answer is more shots, even though they don't protect you. I mean, this is crazy.
Right. It's again, you know, if people weren't afraid, I think they would look at this more realistically. But they're being afraid. And part of it is, of course, the nonstop propaganda on television that doesn't tell you, in the mainstream media, that doesn't tell you the truth about this.
So isn't this really an IQ test? The globalists claim they want to get rid of dumb people. I don't agree with doing that. But this really is Darwin Awards here.
Well, some of the smartest people I know ran out and got this. I mean, it's hard to believe, but they
sure understand. They go under Stockholm syndrome. Plus, the children don't deserve this. The children don't deserve it.
Yeah, and that's the point about the Tavistock Institute and mass mind control. This is a scientific study. They know how to do this. They know how to push our buttons and make normal people not be acting normally. I really think that's a major component here. And the other thing I always worry about is that as we're looking one direction, what are they doing the other direction? That's the other thing.
Reason I wanted to get you on in a longer segment's coming up. It's starting now, Doctor. Exactly. You're a smart lady. Big picture. What are you expecting them to pull next?
Well, I think they're already pulling it. I'm starting to see people that are younger people that are getting sick with something, okay? But if you look at what we know about, for example, electromagnetic frequency toxicity, it's indistinguishable from COVID, from what they call COVID. The idea is we don't have an isolate of the virus. We're being told there's a virus. We're being told it's airborne. We're being told a lot of things that are not proven. But we do know something about electromagnetic frequency and the history behind the pandemic of 1918, various flu pandemics in the past.
That's right. We know when new type of radiations are released, it's that at first our bodies aren't used to it. Plagues are connected to that. And now you're talking about major studies when we come back that just broke this week. Major studies by prestigious groups confirming that 5G radiation is causing symptoms identical to COVID-19. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is proven. Stay with us. Everything I do is about victory for humanity. Everything I promote is about standing up against the New World Order by empowering humanity. Well, that's why ResetWars.com is so important. Not only is it a game-changing course of critical information to unlock your mind from the matrix, but it's something that gets around Klaus Schwab's attempt to shut down American infrastructure and American jobs. It is the true digital economy. It's the spiritual economy of the mind and transcendental control. I've been on air 28 years, and all of our work has been amazing, thanks to God and God's divine empowerment and blessing. But I got to tell you, out of everything I've done, Reset Wars is the most important, and it is now available. Now the month of December 2021 is here at ResetWars.com. Start your journey to the next level today at ResetWars.com. The globalists fear this information.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has pre-diabetes, with early diagnosis, pre-diabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its pre-diabetes awareness partners.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
TheMedicalRebel.com. See her great writings and amazing interviews and videos there, and support her. TheMedicalRebel.com. Dr. Lee Merritt is our guest. And I wanted to hit here the fact that I produced this film. Part two is out. It's a 5-part series, very highly produced, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you name it, everybody's in it. And it is COVIDland, the mask, even more powerful than part one, and part one's very powerful. It's available right now, ready to ship it out to you in time for Christmas or before Christmas. You may be totally awake, but your friends and family aren't. Get it. Donate it to the library. Give it to the local college. Show it to your grandchildren. Whatever you do, get it. COVIDland at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get a free copy of 2 films I made about Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and the secret societies that just predate intelligence agencies. It's the same thing. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and The Order of Death all on one DVD. So get both of those films free with your purchase of COVIDland at InfoWarsStore.com, and their store-wide free shipping right now and double Patriot points. Going back to Dr. Lee Merritt, got interrupted by the break, and you were getting into the Tavistock Institute and the mind control, and then there's a Greg Reese report that I'll put on screen that has the different medical studies that came out years ago about 5G before COVID came out, and then currently in the new ones that it indeed pushes oxygen out of the blood and causes other effects. Scientific study concludes that 5G exacerbated COVID. That just broke, and you were going there, doctor. Please continue.
Well, yeah, we know how this works. I mean, it's not that we haven't looked at the science. What happens, and what happens is, when you're in an electromagnetic field, your metabolism depends on your being able to have an electron transport chain in your mitochondria. The mitochondria are the little parts of your cells that they're like your furnaces. They're what produce power from food. And when you disrupt that electron chain ever so slightly, you disrupt your ability to optimally metabolize food. And that's essentially what happens if you're toxic from radiofrequency radiation, non-ionizing radiation. Now, it's interesting that when you go back to, and I have, my family is filled with electrical engineers, and they all think I'm a little nuts because they're working in the macro environment. But it's true that we're dealing with microcurrents and nano, you know, very, very small currents that are going through that are causing this. It doesn't take a lot. In 1918, it's very interesting. I mentioned earlier, they never proved transmission of flu. They tried, I mean, they did even things like taking, and I apologize the term snot, but that's not a technical medical term, but you know what it is, the goobers from your nose and your lungs, and they put it into healthy people. They couldn't get them sick. They also literally spun that stuff down, tried to purify it, essentially make it so if there were a small particle in there, it'd be concentrated, and injected it into volunteers, and they didn't get the flu. Horses came down with this, but they couldn't transmit it from horse to horse. So what was going on? Well, it's interesting that we call it the Spanish flu. Why do we do that? Because it didn't start in Spain. It started in Fort Riley, Kansas. And what was happening there? Well, we were training a group of Army guys to go overseas, and among those were telegraphers, the people that are learning to do Morse code. And it was the first time that humans were really around interrupted electrical signals, alternating currents. And what happened is, even before that, we called it telegrapher's disease. Telegram operators, as soon as the lines went up, started getting sick. Not necessarily dying, but they were getting sick around the world. And so in 1918, four things came together. We had the telegraphers being trained in Fort Riley, Kansas. It's the first time that we gave our military a battery of vaccines before they went overseas. We had a drug that was being given inappropriately. It was called aspirin. And the Bayer and aspirin had lost their patent and were convincing doctors through the AMA to use it whenever there was a fever. And we have a lot of these memory books from 1918 that show doctors just pushing handfuls of aspirin into these young recruits that were sick with the so-called flu. Well, ultimately, we sent out a pathologist, William Welch from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, who did autopsies on these people in 1918, and what he found was bloody lungs, that they were bleeding into their lungs. Again, inflammation and aspirin overdose explains some of this. A lot of people died, but it's interesting who it was and what. And then when it went overseas, think what we also did. We also vaccinated our overseas people, and we took over the telegram and ways to do high volume signaling with this thing, so we get it across the English Channel to France, etc. So,
and Dr. Merritt, let me just back up what you're saying, because I've been studying this long before this even happened. I know you have, and this is mainline medical research. What you're saying isn't like something kooks came up with. Now, here's the difference. They argue, well, the sun is this giant electromagnetic microwave. So why are you, well, but it comes up gradually, it goes down gradually, and it's based on when we go to bed, when we get up, we got to have it in our skin to live, and yeah, it gives us cancer actually in the end, so we need it to live, but it also kills us. It's what makes the plants grow. We're in a high level of electromagnetic radiation, but what I've read from the studies is they've done this with ants, with birds, and with plants, with just the regular cell towers that are, again, are the longer wavelengths, and of course, up close are really deadly. Just like the small ones. It's not debatable. You can type in 5G and cancer, and you've got Wired Magazine articles 5 years ago with prestigious, you know, scientists saying, yeah, massive increase in cancer. It's that it's flicking on and off. It's constantly oscillating. And so your body at a level is electrochemically giving itself orders. It also gets influx from the universe. So there's more crimes and stuff with the moon. So we're getting more electromagnetic radiation at night. We're not used to. And so it's the constant billions of changes an hour, just all these different fields, all of this then causing issues inside the cells. Then you add a new pathogen to that, and it can cause all sorts of strange mutations. That's my layperson's read. Is that accurate?
I think that's pretty close. The Cannon's law of the body we learned in medical school. It says the body responds to rate of change. So if something is gentle and it starts slowly, you can adapt to it to some degree. But you're right. When it keeps flicking on and off, it's hard. And that's what happened when you bring up the sun. You know, most people don't realize that before the telegram lines were laid, we didn't have seasonal influenza. Influenza was something that had a worldwide outburst. Influenza comes from the word to influence. Nobody knew what it was from, but they knew that periodically, back into the 1500s and 1700s, these boom, there'd be an outbreak all around the world, and then it would be absent for decades, and then it would happen again. And it turned out a very smart astronomer, I think from Winnipeg, looked back at this and said it correlates with sunspot activity. And
so do wars. I mean, like even Bain Capital, Goldman Sachs, they're all obsessed with sunspots in their own literature. They know this is real.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things happening here, and so I don't believe it's all psychological operation. I personally think we've even the mainstream media has come to the belief that the spike protein was manipulated. It's genetic material taken from nature, taken into labs, manipulated to harm people. So by definition, that's a bioweapon. Now, keep in mind, if that's a bioweapon, when your body produces the same spike protein, having been given this RNA or DNA vaccine, it's also a bioweapon.
No, I totally agree, Dr. Merritt. So what do you think they're really doing? Because obviously, multiple injections was always pre-planned. They admit it's now they say it's permanent. You were on the years ago saying that was going to come. This is clearly a plan now. We now know that. Where's the plan go?
I think the 5G is part of the end game. I really do. I think that they're distracting us with all the everything else. And quite frankly, I feel confident that we are going to master the disease process. Right now, we could be saving a lot more people if people would put things in their homes like nebulizers, pulse oximeters, stock up on ivermectin that they won't let us do, stock up on these things. We could probably solve 90% of this or more. We always are going to have disease among humans.
But I agree. They're trying to stop us fixing the problem. Yeah.
But they're trying to stop us fixing the problem. And while we're so concentrated on this, what else is going on? I can't prove this to their main thing, but what else is going on?
They're putting the 5G in. They're collapsing the borders. They're destroying the dollar. They're getting ready for the cyber attack.
Yeah, activating this. And I've heard, a friend of mine who's a researcher was sent some video from China that claimed that the Chinese, it's a leak, apparently. I've got it on my Telegram. She's got it on hers, Lin Fin. It's Chinese talking about how their goal is to vaccinate all our military, and then they've won.
No, that's right. We'll talk about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Our guest, and I've got to do a commercial-free podcast soon with her so she can really roll and go through all this. You know, I got Dr. Peter McCullough on Joe Rogan, and they're saying that's going to be his biggest interview yet. It may even break records that I set and that Elon Musk set to be the number one podcast he's ever done. It's over 20 million people just on one platform so far, 40 million total as of last night. So that's very exciting news. And Joe Rogan kept asking him, why are they doing this? And Dr. McCullough doesn't want to go that extra mile. I get it. He's a doctor. He's been an FDA scientist. He doesn't want to speculate. But this is political at the end of the day. It's about a takeover. It's about depopulation. So, Dr. Lee Merritt, I want to thank you so much for being here with us today. I've got a few more questions for you. And, again, please come back on a commercial-free show because an hour is then uninterrupted. But what else do you want to impart to the listeners and viewers of this show?
Well, you know, J. Edgar Hoover one time said that the individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous that he cannot believe it exists. That's part of what's happening here, the biggest lie we've ever been involved with. And it's engendering fear, and fear is the that's what's going to take us down. So I think there are really four things we need to do to get out of this. The first thing is people need to turn off their TV and movies because it's used for predictive programming and to an outright propaganda. It really is. I mean, you cannot look at the numbers scientifically and then look at what they're telling you and make any sense of it. And everybody needs to get into this fight now because, first of all, purpose in life is a great antidote to fear. But next, the second point is that when 5G is fully implemented, if that really is the point, it's a directed energy weapon. That's what it was designed for. And we're going to have to take this on. We can't just sit by because it will come into our homes.
And by the way, we found a bunch of CIA documents. We covered my Reset Wars piece, where they were admitting decades ago they were going to put up towers for mind control to control the populace. Of course, that's the logical extension of control freak bureaucrats and mad scientists given unlimited power.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was 5G was used for a directed energy weapon, and it was a denial of access weapon in places like Iraq. You turn on 5G, you turn up enough power, you hit the right frequency, and it resonates with everybody's hair follicles. So it makes you feel like you're completely on fire.
Oh, now, that's the next thing. Everybody's talking about their hair falling out in the 5G areas.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of that. That's been a problem. I think what happens is it can be from being sick can do it. But I agree with you that there's a lot of suspicious things. Another one, pink urine, believe it or not. That's one of the things. It turns out people that are more sensitive to electrical magnetic frequency toxicity have a defect in their porphyrin manufacturing, what makes hemoglobin. And one of the ways it shows up is you have pink urine sometimes. So,
and by the way, shows like Better Call Saul and the rest of it make fun of people that talk about this, but you can type in cell phone towers or 5G cancer and get prestigious reports going back decades. What we're talking about is not debatable. I mean, you know, the fact is what is in your cell phone is the same thing in a microwave oven. The difference is a microwave oven is shielded.
Right, and it's not completely shielded.
You're right.
That's why they tell you to be careful when you've got pacemakers. And what are they telling you with the new iPhone? Be careful if you don't buy one if you have a new pacemaker. Yeah, neurosurgeons know about this. And who controls you when you know whom you cannot criticize. And the telecommunications industry has the same indemnity from lawsuit that the vaccine industry does. And anybody – and that's the point. Every time – you know, I've been in medicine for 45 years. I've actually been instrumental in taking a drug off the market that was not a good drug. And when Vioxx came out, after 3 weeks, I recognized it wasn't a good drug. It took the FDA 3 years to take it off. But when I started speaking against Vioxx, nobody said, oh, that's one of those crazy COX-2 inhibitor, you know, non-blah, blah, blah. No, but you don't like one vaccine and suddenly you're an anti-vaxxer. And, you know, you're a tinfoil hat if you speak against 5G. I think that we see a pattern here. The answer is not to argue the science. The answer is to demonize the people speaking out. And this one, everybody better wake up to, because it's not by accident that this is happening altogether, I think. It should tell you something. I think it's in Haifa, Israel, that the wherever Technion is, I think it's Haifa. But they've gotten the Wi-Fi out of their schools. Why did they do that? Because they realized, just what you were showing on that graph, that children's body mass makes them more susceptible to damage from Wi-Fi. And so they hardwired their schools. I read that, and I went home and told my husband we had to hardwire our house.
You know, I had my house totally hardwired, and you know, you catch family members hiding wireless transmitters doing it. Absolutely. I mean, we have the answer. It's called wiring things like in a gun. A gun has a tube. You fire it one place. You don't have it where it explodes in all directions. We need directed energy, not directed energy at us.
Right. And I hope my husband, who's an IT guy, is listening to this, because I had the same issue. Family members hide these. And I went around. Unfortunately, the 5G, you cannot test with meters at this point. But you can test the lesser cellular frequencies. And it turned out that, you know, when you go around, I kept saying, there's got to be something under my chair where my office is. Because this, and I found it was a router that we had stacked.
Oh, listen, when my ex-wife was divorced from me, I had to live in a condo for a while. It was in this big high-rise. And I'm not a person that's paranoid. I'm not a person that, like, has trouble sleeping. And I couldn't sleep in this room. So when I slept in another room, I could. I've always slept good. And I finally realized there was a giant wireless router in the closet right behind the bed. Turned that sucker off, had them hardwired, slept great for the 2 years I lived there. But, I mean, if something's messing my sleep up, I know something's going on. And it's because it's flicking on and off, and it's sending a charge through my brain. And, yeah, it's a lot weaker than a microwave or whatever, but the point is it doesn't matter. My brain picks up a new wave coming through. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, and I've been treating people this last year with ivermectin and the various different things for presumed COVID that we don't completely have our heads wrapped around what it is. But it kind of died out in the summer. But before even the cold weather hit, it came back. And suddenly I was getting calls. And I finally asked somebody, I said, because this person did have pink ear, and I said, do you think there's 5G that's gone around by your area? Because I'm getting a lot of calls in that area, and that's exactly that had happened. And it had actually, we had been sick in the office.
Well, it's the same thing in Wuhan. I'm sorry to interrupt, but in Wuhan, all the main places it broke out was where the 5G was instituted.
And in that hospital where Dr. Lee died, it had been completely 5G Wi-Fi'd. Yeah. That and Lombardy, I understand, and also New York City. Now, they're not the only cities, but apparently it's a pretty good match. The problem with 5G, too, that people need to understand is it's not like 2G and 3G, it's 4G. It makes it sound like there's just a continuum. Now we just.
No, it's a totally new technology, super small, high-powered wavelength.
And it's intermittent, like you said. It's not. We live in a little cloud of 2G or 3G or 4G. That was okay to a certain degree. It was somewhat harmful, but we were able to adapt to it. But when you have something like this that comes in bursts all the time, it's hard for the body to adapt.
Exactly. So all right. Well, Dr. Merritt, incredible job. Will you promise? I know a lot's going on, but the next few months, let's do a commercial-free hour interview. You can send a whole list of things. We'll get into them all. Dr. Lee Merritt, and is the best place for people to find the great work you're doing at themedicalrebel.com?
Absolutely. And I've got a how-to, what you should do right now to protect yourself and your family.
All right. 30 seconds on this, though. Are you optimistic about the future?
Oh, absolutely. You know, besides the fact that we're humans, we have a connection to God, and we're also Americans. Americans don't give up. We're not going to give over our land. We're not going to give over our freedoms. I don't see that happening.
Absolutely. This is a real war. We realize it's a war. We win. We don't. We die. Dr. Merritt, thank you so much. Have a great Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
All right, folks, amazing interview, amazing lady. I have got so much to cover next hour on the January 6th committee, on inflation, on Elon Musk, on China, and this key article out of Zero Hedge that is so smart, how it ties into the Bilderberg Group that runs Davos and is running this whole thing. That's coming up. But separately, you know, a lot of people are signing up for Reset Wars, and we're getting a lot of great feedback from the thousands of people that have signed up for the course. And it's a great course, and it's game-changing stuff, and it funds us launching whole new operations, whole new systems. So soon on the air, I'm going to lay out people that go and get the course, what else is going to be added to the site. But it's going to be independent shows, special guests, master classes, so much at ResetWars.com. And you've got till tomorrow night, 11:59 p.m., to get 25% off on the course at ResetWars.com. And again, folks, if people would have listened to me 25 years ago, we would have stopped it. You were listening. But I'm telling you, this is so game-changing, and people will just understand, this is real. This is how they control us. This is, if people actually embrace this, research this, and use it, we will defeat them quickly. I got a feeling those stuff's going to get a lot worse when people finally dig this up and use it, but one way or another, this will be a game changer. ResetWars.com. That also keeps us on the air. I want to thank you for your support. Go to ResetWars and sign up right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.